The Armchair Detective Mystery Double Bill, written by Ian Shimwell, narrated by Kevin Tice and Sarah Nichols. Remember, Sally Ann, we want to speak to as many old people as possible in these flats.
Yes, and I've not completely lost my marbles quite yet. Please stop repeating yourself.
Right. You do this flat and I'll do the next one. No, I'll do this one and you do the next one.
Brilliant. With a mind like that, one day you'll make a great journalist. I can see it now. The local newspaper hack, Trenchy Trench, wins the National Associated Press Award for...
Less of the Trenchy. I'm just Trench, and I don't think I'm going to win an award listing our mature citizens' top 10 gripes. But sometimes bigger things cometh from small stories.
Maybe. But why do you want to visit that flat first anyway?
Call me old-fashioned, Sally Ann, but you have to start somewhere.
Trench, you're old-fashioned. See you at the end of the row.
Well, here goes.
Wait, there's no answer. And the door's naturally locked, too.
Right. Well, you try this one and I'll try yours then.
Come in, young man. The door is open.
Funny, I thought it was locked. 22B Mayflower Court, what am I letting myself into? I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. There's no need to get up from your armchair.
You have not disturbed me, and I have no intention of getting up, as you put it. You may call me Old Tom, young man. Be seated.
Thank you, Old Tom. I'm a
journalist, I know. And you are Master...
Trench. I thought I was too old to be addressed as a master, though.
Compared to me, Trenchy, you are not too old.
Wait a minute. How did you know I'm a journalist?
There is a telltale notepad and pencil peeping out of your top pocket. Your manner is as condescending as I would expect from a member of your profession. And besides, we were all informed by letter that members of the local press would be here to poke their noses in.
Which brings me to the point of my visit. Mr. Thomas...
My name is Old, followed by Tom, Trench.
Oh, sorry. Old Tom, then. Are you adequately looked after? Is the warden attentive? Do social services visit? Do friends and relatives regularly come to see you? Are you lonely? Is the heating satisfactory? Hang on, it's awfully cold in here. Why isn't your gas fire on? Can't you afford it? Do you need more...
Enough! I can afford heating, but I choose not to use it. Heating breeds bugs. I never see the warden, again by choice. I have no visitors, and I am not lonely.
Well, you must be cold. Here, let me adjust your blanket. Ouch!
Stop fussing. I am fine.
You can do something for me, though, if you'd be so kind, young Trench. Name it, Old Thomas. Old Tom. My tea is on the table next to my armchair. Would you pass it to me? But you can reach that... never mind. Here. I am indebted. But that tea feels stone cold.
I know. Just how I like it.
Well, thank you, Old Tom, for a most interesting conversation. I'll leave you in peace now.
Wait! Have you not at least wondered why you've been given such an exciting assignment?
It's simply routine. Elderly people complaining about their standard of care, sells local papers, would you believe?
Yes, but why here? Your editor plays golf with Councillor Stonebridge, does he not?
How on earth did you know that?
Why does Stonebridge want to stir up trouble in this humble block of flats,
I didn't know he did, but I suppose it is a possibility.
There are a lot of questions to ask in this matter. You're a journalist, Trench, so start asking.
I'll look into it.
And when you have, my boy, you may report back to me.
Of course.
Don't you just love it, Sally Ann, being in the very heart of journalistic dynamism?
What? A pokey office with two desks shoehorned inside, situated in the back streets of Stokeham, doesn't exactly fill me with inspiration.
That's what the motto of the Stokeham Herald should be: Be inspired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?